That dark time, that dark frame of mind, that dark place, that dark time. You know the one I'm talking about. It's that one where you are locked in that dark room, not only in your mind, but you have turned off the lights and you have locked your door, and you are inches away from the blade. You are a hair away from the trigger. You have so many questions. Most of them start in why. And you ask that other question that ends in die. But I'm here to tell you, there is a way out. I have been where you're at, where you are grieving so hard. You are crying in the dark. You are screaming silently. Your eyes are closed despite being in total darkness. You close your eyes, try to find some kind of relief from the tears falling from your eyes and the anguish that's in your mind. But if I could say something that is kind, I am here for you. So is God. I don't know what you believe in. I don't know where your walk has taken you, but I want you to know that God does love you. He is here for you. And he is in that room with you right now. And he is talking to you. He is begging you, my child, why do you question me? Why won't you turn and look at me? Why can't you see me? Can't you hear me? Maybe you don't see me, but I know you feel me in your heart. I know you do. So come back. I still love you. The devil is in your mind. The devil has a grip around your neck. And he is laughing at you because he knows that you have been beaten. But he just thinks he knows you've been beaten. He does not realize that the battle has already been won. I have defeated this for you. You just have to acknowledge it and claim it. Claim that victory in my name. Claim the victory in Jesus' name. Cast out the devils of your mind. Cast out the devils of all those feelings that are unkind. Remember that you have loved ones who need you here. Be it friends, be it family, be it co-workers. People who care about you. People who want to see you succeed. Your co-workers that are nice to you and you think that maybe they're only nice to you for a time. They don't want to hear that you ended everything. They want to hear, I'll see you next time. Not that you gave up and ran out of time. That's not what they want. If my words can encourage you at all in this dark time, please, please put it down. Not just the blade. Not just the trigger. Put it all down. Put it down at God's feet. Give it to him. Surrender to God. Give him all of your pain. Give him all of your doubts. Give him everything. And say, Father, Master, I cannot do this anymore. Please, Father, grant me peace. Deliver me from this anguish. Tell me what you need me to do so that I can better myself and leave this life that is causing me so much grief. Acknowledge that your loved ones want you to be there. Remember every good time that you've had with your loved ones. And focus on those. Hold those close. Use those. Use the love of God. Use the love of your friends. Use all that to build a fire inside you. I want to feel that fire burning in your chest. I want to see you rise from your knees because the devil's got your face buried in the dirt, holding you down, telling you that you are worthless. You are nothing. But in reality, he knows that you're a king. He knows you're a queen. He knows that God has won the victory for you. He knows that you are a child of God. And he knows that once you realize that, he has no power. So rise to your feet, soldier of God. Rise to your feet, king. Rise to your feet, queen. And claim the victory in Jesus' name. And come back to me. Come back to God. Come back to all of us who love you and care about you. We want to see you prosper. We want to see you do well. Even though I'm short, I hope that I've reached you. And that's not how I want to end this video. I don't want to end it with the same thing that I constantly say, because that would be disingenuous, and I don't want you to think that, because everything I said is true. Everything that I said is true. This is not Leo Wolf talking to you. This is Leo Wolf, sure, but this is not just him. This is Joshua Ray Dozat. This is Joshua talking to you right now. This is the real me talking to the real you in that dark room. I love you. I believe in you. I want to encourage you. And I have faith in you. So please take that and come back to us. Amen. And thank you.